The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Sunday, everyone. Jesus, in the Gospel, in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, calls us to be these images, this salt of the earth and light of the world. They're good, natural, physical things, but they're not things that we use directly for themselves. That at the time of Jesus, salt was used to season things, to make things taste better, but also to preserve meat, especially. They couldn't just throw it in the fridge and hope that it's going to be there for a few weeks. They had to salt it so it wouldn't go bad and they could use it when they needed it. But if you go to a Super Bowl party this evening and you just see all the beautiful spread, the buffalo wings and the dips and everything, and you just say, "Actually, I would really just like a salt shaker and I'm just going to throw it back and have some salt today," I think people would look at you strangely. Please don't do that, by the way. It's bad for your health and it just looks weird. But if we did that, if we just use salt directly, that would be a misuse of salt. Similarly, with light, it's a good thing, whether it's from the sun or electric lights or lamps that we have. But we don't just stare at the light. This makes me laugh when there's an eclipse and they're like, "Don't look directly at the sun." It's like, yeah, that's true during an eclipse and also not during an eclipse. Don't look directly at the sun. It'll hurt your eyes. But also, you can't see anything besides the brightness of the direct sunlight from the sun. I think that's kind of why Jesus uses these images for his disciples, because this is happening right in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount. We heard the Beatitudes a few weeks ago, and Jesus is up there on the mountainside, and these people have come out of the towns, have come out of their normal life to come hear this new preacher. Say, what is this kingdom that Jesus is promising us? How's this different from our normal daily life? And it's to those people that he looks to and he says, "You are the salt of the earth. You're the ones that are receiving a special gift in this moment, this preaching, this moment to encounter the incarnate God in front of you. And so that is a gift for you to receive and to understand. But also the way that you're going to go and live is actually meant to salt the world around you. It's actually meant to be a light in the darkness when you go back down into town and resume your daily life." That it's not just Jesus sending them because he needs somebody to go to those people in those towns to bring his good news. It's not that Jesus is using his disciples, but he's really saying, "I'm giving you a gift, but not a gift that you're just supposed to keep for yourself. Instead, receive this and go and share it with others. Go and multiply those gifts, that love that I offer you here in the Sermon on the Mount. Go and take those gifts to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world." I think that's more akin to what Jesus is inviting us as his disciples to do, to receive the gifts that he wants to give us. Receive the word of God that we hear proclaimed in the Mass today, to participate with the prayers of the church, to receive the gift of the Eucharist, and to receive them for ourselves, but actually to not allow them to stop right there. Because if we just receive them for ourselves and nothing else happens, well, that's like the salt that's lost its taste. How insipid. It's not good for anything except to just be thrown out and wasted. But if we receive those gifts and we actually allow them to flow out of us. We actually share them with our neighbors and the people in our lives. Then we become like a source of God's goodness, not just for ourselves, but actually changing the world around us as the light of the world. I actually wonder when Jesus gives this example, if he has a particular body of water in mind that would have been close to them on the Mount of Beatitudes. Because there in Israel, there are two great, really, lakes. They call them seas, but there's the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. They're a little ways apart from each other, but they're actually fed by the same source of water. They're both fed by the Jordan River. And one is teeming with all sorts of fish and animal life, has trees around it, has cities all around it, because there's so much life around the Sea of Galilee. It's where Peter and James and Andrew and John were fishermen. It's where Jesus encountered so many of his followers. It's a lot of where he did his preaching. But it receives that water from the Jordan River, and then the river flows out. Continues going south past Jerusalem, and that is why it has life. It's because it doesn't hold on to the water itself, but allows the water to keep going, allows the water to pass through and keep moving. But just south of there, fed by the same Jordan River, is the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea that's basically a really big puddle that evaporates, and so it's so salty that it's actually denser than the human body, so you float in the Dead Sea. But because it's so salty, it's dead. There's nothing alive in it. There can't be any fish, any life around it. It looks like a desert with rocky hills all around. I wonder if Jesus was thinking of these two seas and how the gifts that he wanted to give his disciples could be used. That if we do go out and be salt of the earth and light of the world, we actually become much more like the Sea of Galilee, a place that's teeming with God's goodness and joy. Not just because we hold on to it and keep it for ourselves, because we actually receive those gifts and allow them to pass on to others. We actually look for ways to multiply those gifts and graces rather than worrying that if we give them away, they'll be wasted and used up and we won't have any for ourselves. Or if we don't live as that salt of the earth and the light of the world, our souls can easily become like the Dead Sea. How it can quickly evaporate off the gifts of the Lord. How quickly it can be a place that we don't ever give out those things, give out that generous love to others. And all of a sudden, we're no different from the world around us. Brothers and sisters, I think God has a special gift and grace to give us, certainly this Sunday, as he does every Sunday. But I think this image of the salt of the earth and the light of the world is also meant to prepare us for what will begin in a little over a week. Actually, the season of Lent is a time for us to enhance our saltiness and our brilliance, our lightness. Because during the season of Lent, through our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, it's not just about doing hard things for God. It's not just about trying to kind of mount the cross and be there with Jesus. It's actually about saying, Lord, you've given me so many good gifts. In prayer, just acknowledging that, Lord, you've given me the gift of a day and all this time. So I'm going to use some of it. It doesn't have to be all of it. Like, it doesn't even have to be a huge percentage of it. But I'm going to take this time and I'm going to spend it with you in prayer so that I can receive the gifts that you want to give me, and then I can go out and be like you in the world. It's not just a waste of time, but I can receive those things that you want to give me so I can go and multiply it by giving it to others. By our fasting, we give up bad things and the things of the world. Throughout the history of the church, the saints have often said that fasting actually helps us to receive better the gifts that God actually wants to give us. Instead of being focused on physical goods or the things that we're listening to or what we can control, instead we're actually more attentive to the graces and gifts of God. And then with our almsgiving, it's not just helping the poor. It's actually being able to share the good things that I have. Say the money or food or shelter or whatever it is that I have maybe in abundance. When I notice a neighbor in need of those things, I actually don't have to protect it from them. I can actually give it away freely, trusting that God will provide for me. And by giving it away, it actually multiplies those gifts. It actually allows the grace and gift of God to flow through me, like the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Brothers and sisters, let us pray that today, and especially in the gift of the season of Lent, we can be that salt and that light. Not because God needs us to fix our family or our coworkers or the people around us, but instead that we can receive those gifts well, by actually sharing them with our neighbors, by being that salt of the earth and the light of the world. We can multiply the grace of God here on earth. That like those disciples that followed him on the Mount of Beatitudes, we too can make into flesh, we can bring into this earth the goodness and grace of God our Father. To bring that heavenly kingdom, not just to be something to wait for after we die, but to bring God's kingdom of heaven here to our lives on earth.